It's on again. The June 12th summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump spoke to reporters after another historic meeting in the Oval Office today. It ended just a bit ago with Kim Yong-chol, North Korea's former spy chief and a close aide to leader Kim Jong-un. Kim Yong-chol presented Trump with a letter from the North Korean leader.
Really, this was a letter presentation that ended up being a two-hour conversation.
Why did it end up going so long?
Because we found the whole subject matter very interesting, and because I really think they want to do something, and if it's possible, so do we.
What did he ask?
But does the North want complete denuclearization, which the U.S. had been demanding, and does the U.S. still demand that? NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman has been following all of this. She joins us now. Michelle, just your impressions, first of all, this long meeting, smiles outside when people came out. What was your impression?
Yeah, it was fairly remarkable. As you said, this is a former spy chief. He's actually on a U.S. sanctions list. And here he was getting pretty lengthy Oval Office meeting. President Trump then walked him out to his car on the way out, and it was all smiles and handshakes there. Mm-hmm. And then the president came over and told reporters that the summit is on.
Well, the summit's on. And he said, we thought it was interesting, he said, he does not want to use the words maximum pressure anymore. What did you take that to mean?
Yeah, and he even said that he told Kim Yong-chol that we have other sanctions ready to go if these talks fall apart, but we're not talking about that. This was really about relationship building. He described the relationship as good as it's been for a really long time. You know, it was a very different tone than we've heard out of this president before. Yeah. On North Korea.
And do we have any sense of what was in the letter that Kim Chol was delivering from Kim Jong-un?
Well, in fact, first, the president joked, you know, how much do you want for it? And then he actually admitted that he hadn't read it yet before coming out to this press availability.
Wait, so they have like a two-hour meeting and he doesn't know what's in the letter?
I think the gist of it is going to be, you know, making sure summit happens and talking about the new possibilities in this relationship. He said he hadn't read it yet.
One of my colleagues is saying that he actually said in this reporter scrum that he might read it right then in front of them.
Yeah, but he hadn't opened it apparently when he went back into the Oval.
Well, let's hope it was as cheery, you know, as the meeting seemed to be, and there's no surprises in there. Look, this isn't the first time, of course, that the U.S. has tried to talk North Korea out of its nuclear weapons program, and leaders have sent letters before. President Clinton sent one through a special envoy to North Korea's leader then at the end of Clinton's presidency. It's fun to read accounts now, you know, newspaper accounts from 1999. They were talking about pressuring the North to end its long-range missile program. Of course, now it's talking about nuclear warheads as well. Do we know any more about what some of those questions might be? You know, you mentioned sanctions, but what else? 2 hours, what else might they have talked about?
Well, he said they talked about a peace treaty, actually ending the Korean War. The war ended with an armistice that's been in place, and one of the things that the North Koreans want is a peace treaty or something more formal that would take away the reason for the U.S. to have so many troops in South Korea, by the way. So this is a big ask for the North Koreans. You know, on denuclearization, the North Koreans have said they're willing to denuclearize, but what they mean by that and what the U.S. means by that could be very different. So these are some of the very concrete issues that have to be worked out.
What's going on behind the scenes, Michelle? Are there people in the Trump administration nervous about this? As you said, a spy chief suddenly at the White House, you know, smiles and glad-handing. Are there those who think that, you know, tamping down the demand and the language, certainly from the rhetoric from a couple months ago, is the way to go? What's going on?
Well, this is a president who doesn't always listen to his advisors, right? I mean, he wants the drama here, and this is a big dramatic moment. The North Koreans have wanted a meeting with the U.S. president for years and years, and this looks like it's about to happen. That's something that a lot of experts are a little bit worried about, that this is a big win for North Korea at this time.
Already.
More than the U.S.
Pictures in the White House. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you.
Thank you.